At 11:46 Universal Time Tuesday, the U.S. Census Bureau says the 300 millionth U.S. resident arrived. Demographers say this person was either a newborn, an immigrant crossing the border, or someone flying into the United States. They calculated the moment based on estimates that one baby is born every 7 seconds. One person dies every 13 seconds, and a new immigrant arrives in the United States every 31 seconds, adding up to one new American every 11 seconds. In 1915, the United States reached the 100 million mark. 52 years later, on November 20, 1967, President Lyndon B. Johnson held a news conference to mark the 200 millionth arrival. The popular Life magazine crowned a baby boy born in Atlanta, Georgia, to a Chinese immigrant mother and American-born father as the 200 millionth American. Now a 38-year-old attorney and father of three, Robert Ken Wu Jr. says it was sometimes difficult being known as the 200 millionth American.
The attention was embarrassing to me.
Today's milestone was met with little celebration and comes at a time when Americans are debating the controversial issue of illegal immigration, and environmentalists are warning about the impact a growing population has on the environment. Jeffrey Pacell is a demographer at the Pew Hispanic Center in Washington.
It does mean that we're more crowded than we used to be and are using more resources.
Joseph Chamey of the New York-based Center for Migration Studies says growth can be both positive and negative.
More people, more houses. More people, more cars. More people, more plumbers, electricians, more work.
Hispanics are the fastest-growing segment of America's population. And demographers say the 300 millionth American could have been born to Hispanic parents or walked across the border from Mexico. Margaret Beshear, VOA News, Washington.